We celebrate tonight, of course, the Passion of our Lord. And there's an event in the Passion narrative, which is very much part of the Passion narrative, but not in the Gospel of John. And it is the tearing of the temple veil from top to bottom. The tearing of the temple veil from top to bottom. Now, if you're like me, you've always wondered, what part does this play in the whole story of Jesus' death? What could this possibly mean? And many people have come up with various explanations, that it's the division between the old law and the new law, or God's repudiation of the Jewish people, or the end of the need of human intercession. But brothers and sisters, to properly understand what Scripture means and what things mean 2,000 years ago, we have to understand the context in which they were written then, not now. The Second Vatican Council says in De Verbum 12, the interpreter must investigate what meaning the sacred writer intended to express and actually expressed in particular circumstances by using contemporary literary forms in accordance with the situation of his own time and the culture. You see, we tend to want to read Scripture in the context of our culture because we want it to have some meaning for us, right? But the way for Scripture to have meaning for you, brothers and sisters, is by putting yourselves in the shoes of the people who were receiving it at the time. So to better answer this question of what does the tearing of the temple veil mean, we have to understand what it meant to the people whom the gospel writers wrote it to. These were early Christians and Jews. And for a Jew, the tearing of something from top to bottom was known as the keriyah. Probably mispronouncing it, but forgive me. It's a Hebrew word that means tearing. And it was done on two occasions. The first is when there was blasphemy. Whenever there was blasphemy, one would tear their garment from top to bottom. You may remember the scene in the movie The Passion of the Christ where Jesus is standing before the high priest and he says the words, I am, which is the name of God, Yahweh. And the priest is so taken aback by that and by the blasphemy that he tears his garment. Do you remember that scene? So to a Jew, to see the temple veil torn from top to bottom would have first evoked an image of blasphemy. They walk into the temple and they've seen this veil that hung in the giant temple, this long veil or curtain. And it wasn't torn from the bottom up as if somebody had ripped it apart. It was torn from the top down. And remember, in the Jewish world, they had very much a image of God as being above them in the firmament, as if God had been the one who tore his garment. If God was the one who was offended by the blasphemy, and isn't that appropriate? They killed his own son. How more blasphemous could you get? I sent you my son and you killed him. Is that not blasphemy against God? And brothers and sisters, we too have our share in that blasphemy. The second occasion in which a Jew would tear their garment was when they had the death of a close relative. Author Michelle Arnold relates that one in her classes on Judaism said this, when a close relative, a parent, sibling, spouse, or child, first hears of the death of their relative, it is traditional to express the initial grief by tearing one's clothing. The tear is made over the heart if the deceased is a parent, and over the right side of the chest for other relatives. This tearing of the garment over the heart and over the chest, symbolic of the closeness that you felt to that person and how you feel your heart torn apart when somebody you love dies. Do you not? This is also true from the standpoint of the Father, his own Son being killed by his own creation. Think of God wearing that temple veil and tearing it open over his heart because of the death of his Son. You may recall that the temple veil was set up in the temple as a barrier between the main part of the temple and the Holy of Holies, where the Ark of the Covenant had been kept. And I say had been kept because at this time, when Jesus died, they had lost the Ark of the Covenant. It was no longer there. But the Jews still believed that God dwelled in that space, or they wanted to believe it. And so behind that curtain, if you were to go into the Jewish temple, behind that curtain would be the presence of God. And remember how the stories we've talked about regarding that, how the high priest would go in only once a year on the Jewish Day of Atonement and sprinkle blood on the Ark of the Covenant. And they would even tie a rope around his ankle to pull him out should he die. This sense of reverence behind that curtain and the presence of God behind that curtain. And so as God tears that veil open from top to bottom, he opens up new access. He exposes himself. He exposes God. He's saying, "Here I am." And did he not do that even more profoundly by giving Jesus to us? I mean, imagine looking up at that cross today now as a Christian, or maybe even as an early Christian, and realizing that God made man had just been crucified on the cross. Imagine, if you will, you walked into church one Sunday here at Christ the King, and you see the tabernacle not only open, but you see the doors had been sheared off and were lying on the floor, and the Blessed Sacrament still sitting inside the tabernacle. Would that not scandalize you? Wouldn't you want to go up there and try to cover it up, reserve it somehow? And yet God has become so humble to his creation, you and I, that he's torn open the veil and said, "Here I am." I remember a sculpture by Michelangelo. You know how Michelangelo sculpted the crucified Christ? Naked. Completely naked. Because God has exposed himself in all humility, and it's a reflection not of anything perverse, but of just the utter humility of God to give himself to us. As we meditate on the death of our Savior, we meditate not just on the death of a human, but the death of God made man. Do you cry out against this blasphemy? Not by blaming someone else for the death of Jesus, but recognizing your own part in that blasphemy? Do you tear open your hearts and your lives out of the indignation against God? As we reflect upon this tearing of the garment, do you realize that you too have lost a family member? You are sons and daughters of the Father. That makes us brothers and sisters of Jesus Christ. Do we weep for the loss of somebody so close to us? Or does Jesus mean that much to you? And as we see the Holy of Holies exposed, we know that God is not hidden from us, but is here present in humility.